Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, four people have been hospitalised following a multi-vehicle crash in Ballyshannon earlier today. Talks have taken place between the National Ambulance Service and Donegal County Council in a bid to address issues hampering the movement of ambulances in an emergency response on the four-lane road in Letterkenny. Gardaí and Donegal have arrested two motorists for drunk driving. One of them was found to be an uninsured learner driver, the other a novice driver. And health services in the West and Northwest are urging people to think carefully about how they access health services over the Easter weekend. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Chris Ashmore at about 5:15. First news this evening, four people have been hospitalised following a multi-vehicle crash in Ballyshannon earlier today. Emergency services responded through the three-vehicle collision at around 20:12 in the Cavan Garden area. Gardaí have confirmed that the injured people were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital as a precaution. The road has since reopened. No further information is available at this time. Talks have taken place between the National Ambulance Service and Donegal County Council in a bid to address issues hampering the movement of ambulances in an emergency response on the four-lane road in Letterkenny. Another video has been circulating on social media in recent days, which shows a blue light ambulance at a standstill on the route as vehicles were unable to clear a path to allow the ambulance pass through. The HSE's Chief Ambulance Officer for the West, John Joe McGowan, has confirmed that one proposal is being considered.
We spoke with Donegal County Council and we've actually met Donegal County Council and their representatives on site on the four lanes. We've watched the traffic flow. We've actually brought CCTV footage from our ambulances to the council so that they can see where the pinch points is. What we call it in emergency driving is wriggle room. So we need a little bit of wriggle room. So a car moves slightly left and a car moves slightly right to allow us access through the middle or through the side.
But the problem is in many locations, you've got a concrete barrier to the right and you've got these bollards or high curves or low bollards to the left.
Indeed, yeah. So that's a big concern in relation to the four lanes and especially that stretch between the Dry Arch roundabout and the Dry Arch roundabout and the Polestar roundabout. That's a big concern there. We do things, and you'll be aware of them, we talked about them here, around busy weekends like the rally where we put diversions in place and use the Cullion Road as an emergency access route. So we've met the council on site in relation to this. And what we're proposing is that there is a lowering of the kerb from the Cullion Road into the roundabout because it seems to be the main sticking point. Now, we're realistic too, and we realise that we can't get the whole four lanes changed. We believe that if the lowering of that kerb from the Cullion Road to the Polestar roundabout is done, that would ease the traffic and allow the traffic out more so that we get that wriggle room.
The Public Expenditure Minister says nothing is off the table when it comes to radically reforming state bodies. Jack Chambers says agencies like Uisce Éireann and local authorities will be overhauled to reduce regulations around planning permissions and development. He's promising the acceleration of public infrastructure projects, which will be the responsibility of a dedicated task force in the newly created Infrastructure Division. Minister Chambers says he expects high-impact changes to be in place from July.
The clear focus here is not to have endless projects which were announced many, many years ago continue with a future where we can't be clear on delivery. And similarly, when it comes to public transport projects, the fact that we're given a project life cycle now for certain projects that take 10 to 15 years, we just can't accept that.
Local councils may soon be forced to allow wind farms in their areas, whether they like it or not. Under new rules, each region will have to host a certain quota of renewable energy projects like wind turbines or solar parks. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says every local authority has to play its part when it comes to climate change.
The bottom line is this. Do we want to continue our dependence on fossil fuel or do we want to move to a renewable space? The only effective way Ireland can deal with climate change and give us energy dependence and ultimately cheaper energy is to go the renewable way. We've made tremendous progress on onshore wind over the last 20 years. We can do likewise on offshore, but we have to be relentless on all aspects from planning right through.
Donegal County Council is again being urged not to impose rent increases on tenants living in social homes affected by defective concrete blocks. Councillor Brian Carr told the recent defective concrete block grant committee meeting that in the Glenties MD there are tenants who wish to purchase their homes but have been informed they cannot due to the building's condition. He says on top of that, these same tenants received a letter outlining a forthcoming rent increase. Councillor Carr says that's unacceptable.
They don't know the future with the house, whether they're in the house. They don't know what to do with the house, whether they can, you know, upgrade the house or anything. So they're just sitting, but having to pay extra rent for a house that has possibly got defective blocks. It's just, it's not on. And that's why I said it today at the meeting, that they should not have to pay this extra rent. And that should be waived completely for anybody that's in a defective block house.
Gardaí and Donegal have arrested two motorists for drug driving. One of them was found to be an uninsured learner driver, the other a novice driver. The Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit stopped the uninsured learner driver yesterday. They subsequently tested positive for cannabis during a roadside drug test. The motorist was then arrested and the car seized. Meanwhile, the novice driver was stopped by the Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit today. They feel to have N plates displayed and were also arrested after testing positive for cannabis. Both drivers are due to appear in court. Gardaí are reminding motorists to never drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, to help save lives on the roads by being a responsible driver and to never take dangerous risks. Health services in the West and Northwest are urging people to think carefully about how they access health services over the Easter weekend. Dermot Monaghan, the Integrated Healthcare Area Manager in Donegal, says bank holiday weekends usually bring additional pressure on the health system, but says they have plans in place across hospital and community services to ensure patients can access the care they need. Mr. Monaghan says while Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department will have more resources deployed, people should consider other options in the first instance.
Clearly we all know this is usually a very busy weekend in our health services. And we have plans in place across the hospital and community services to ensure people can access the care they need in the right setting. This includes additional services in both the hospital and community. If you need to see a GP over the bank holiday weekend, you should contact NowDoc. Additionally, the Donegal Community Intervention Team is offering an extended service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, 7 days per week. We also have our local pharmacies who will be able to assist people to access a range of support and advice for any healthcare matters.
Property prices in Donegal are up 7%, slightly below the national average. The median price of a property in the county, according to latest figures from the CSO, is €185,000. That figure nationally is €360,000. Donna Marie Doherty has more on the local picture.
Donegal is divided into three air code areas. That's F92, F93 and F94, named Letterkenny, Lifford and Donegal respectively. The mean price of a property in the Letterkenny area increased by 13% to €235,167 from €207,545 in the space of 1 year. Lifford's average price rose by 12%, meanwhile, from €166,261 to €186,352. Finally, in the Donegal area, prices rose by 8% in line with the national average to €219,443 from €202,550.
Donegal County Council will soon be able to access data on road collisions to allow more informed decisions be made on road safety priorities locally. Legislation is being prepared to facilitate the flow of information so that local authorities, in their role as road authorities, may request, receive and process road collision data from both the Road Safety Authority and an Garda Síochána. At present, that is not possible as a result of data protection legislation. Junior Minister Sean Canny has responsibility for road safety. He told Highland Radio News that Donegal is one of the counties the government will be prioritising.
Right now, the local authorities cannot access that information because of data protection. It's a glitch that has happened, so we need to rectify that. And we need to make it more efficient for local authorities to be able to, as you say, plan and design safety measures in light of the information they could get from Gardaí. I've actually cited Donegal as a county we need to look at closely from a road safety point of view of the information they could get from Gardaí. This data is being shared for one reason, to prevent people being killed on our roads.
Will there be funding available, do you believe, which will allow councils act on the new data and act on the new information and perspectives that they receive from it?
Well, look, if we have a situation where a local authority demonstrates that there is a dangerous situation on a road, it is incumbent on whatever government is in place to make sure that that risk is taken out of the equation. And it's not a cost, it's actually an investment so that we can save lives.
In Donegal, we're no strangers to road tragedy. We've had more than our fair share of them in this particular county. Is it your hope that counties like Donegal, when processing this information that becomes available, will be able to perhaps determine why that is, why there's been an inordinate number of fatal collisions in the county, and be able to come up with measures in conjunction with yourself, the RSA and others, to try and actually stem that tide and reverse it?
Absolutely. It is my intention, and I've actually cited Donegal as a county we need to look at closely from a road safety point of view.
There's been strong criticism of the findings of the Grace report. The Farley Commission found the woman with severe physical and intellectual disabilities was subject to neglect while in the care of her foster home. However, it didn't find evidence to support claims of sexual, physical or emotional abuse against this woman. The report was commissioned in 2017 and published yesterday. Former CEO of Barnardo's, Fergus Finlay, says there needs to be a better way of getting answers.
I think this was a waste of time, a waste of space, a waste of process, a waste of effort. And it put families through trauma. They know their truth. They told their truth. And we need to accept their truth. The publication of the report has added trauma to trauma.
Donegal County Council is being asked to provide updates to members in the Lifford Stranorler area on progress being made on the Riverine project linking Lifford and Strabane and the Seed Urban Renewal Project in Ballybofey. Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranorler Municipal District, Councillor Gary Doherty, told officials that all members in the MD are regularly receiving questions as people believe there is a delay, particularly in the Twin Towns, given the delay between the announcement of the project and the commencement of works. Councillor Doherty says particularly after temporarily losing the Riverine funding because of the failure to secure foreshore licences, he says it's vital these projects are progressed properly and regular updates are provided.
You're looking at well over €20 million if you look at the total money being spent over on the two projects. We all need to know what's happening with these projects because they do have such significance for us in the area. Riverine has the potential to unlock huge transformation of Lifford and Strabane. The same for the same project in Ballybofey. But business owners and residents really want to know what exactly is happening. There is no delay in real terms. It seems like there's a delay for people in real life because we hear about funding being granted and funding being allocated. But the process takes so long that people start to doubt whether the projects are actually going to happen.
There was a major debate with regards to Riverine because at one point funding ran out because it wasn't being used and a whole new funding stream had to be found. I mean, we know that Councillor Harley, for instance, was expressing concern about the Seed project in Ballybofey, that it seems to be dragging on so long. Is there a risk that effectively the money will run out?
That's the fear that people have, and people are absolutely right to be afraid because we've heard this before. Riverine jumped through so many hoops. We have to learn from those mistakes and we need to keep the ball rolling on the projects, first and foremost. Also keep the residents and the business owners in the area informed of exactly what's happening and how it'll impact them and their lives. And I think particularly for the business owners, you know, they want to know, how is this going to affect my business and what can we expect in the 3 to 5 years that are ahead, so that they can make whatever changes and whatever plans that they need for their business in order to keep the doors open. I think as a council, it's important to do that and keep everybody informed that there's no question at all that they will happen.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with athletics, and Milford-based athlete Brendan Boyce has been selected to the Olympic Federation of Ireland's new Athletes Commission, which will sit for 3 years until 2028. The Federation says the Commission ensures that the athlete voice remains central to the decision-making process within the Irish Olympic movement. And there's a list of the new commission available on the Highland Radio website. Meanwhile, Conor Kelly of Finnvalley AC has been named on the Irish men and mixed 4x400 metres team for next month's World Athletics Relays in China. 17-year-old Kelly recently joined Finnvalley from the Derry Track Club. He won the 400-metre title at this year's Irish Indoor Championships. And Rashidat Adeleke and Charlene Mosley, who were part of the mixed relay team that won gold at the European Championships in Rome last summer, are also in the Irish squad. The top 14 teams in the men's, women's and mixed events will qualify for the World Championships in Tokyo in September. Meanwhile, the relay is set to make a return at this year's Donegal Half Marathon, which takes place on Sunday, August the 24th. The relay section will see teams of three coming together to compete the 21-kilometre distance, with each member doing a 7-kilometre leg. On to soccer, and Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says Declan Rice is even more confident he can produce big moments in important matches. The England midfielder scored two spectacular free kicks to give his club a 3-0 lead heading into tonight's Champions League quarter-final second leg tie at title holders Real Madrid. Arteta has been asked if Rice has been practicing the freeze again in training.
Yes, he has, and and if he can create any more of those moments, that would be amazing. It was a great moment, and that moment is going to be in our history for a while, especially the way he did it, the manner he did it, and doing it twice, which is very, very rare.
Well, kickoff in Madrid is at 8 o'clock. In tonight's other quarterfinal, Inter hold a 2-1 advantage over Bayern Munich ahead of their return leg at the San Siro. And Newcastle have the chance to move up to third in the Premier League tonight. They're at home to Crystal Palace at 7:30. A point will see the Magpies move over Nottingham Forest in the table. Meanwhile, Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim has confirmed that Andre Onana will start against Lyon in the Europa League tomorrow. Onana was at fault for both goals in last week's first leg against Lyon, which finished 2-2. There's one game on in the Donegal Junior League this evening. Kildrum Tigers and Swilly Rovers meet in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division at Station Road with a 7 o'clock start. And in Gaelic games, Martin Corey and Joe McMahon are reportedly returning to football management 2 weeks after stepping away from the Meath backroom team. Corey has been appointed manager of club side Kilcoo, with McMahon and ex-Derry manager Paddy Crozier serving as assistant coaches. There's two quarterfinals in the Ulster Under-20 Championship this evening. Tyrone take on Armagh in Dungannon and Cavan host down at Breffni Park, both at 7:30. Donegal and Derry have already qualified for the semi-finals. And finally, in rugby, Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins has stepped down from his role with immediate effect. He'd been in charge since 2022, having been at the province as a coach since 2017. Cully Tucker will assume responsibility for the team until the end of the season. And Ulster back row Ruben Crothers has decided to step away from professional rugby at the end of the season. He made 7 appearances with his province since his debut in November 2023. And that is your evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council is being urged to provide support to Tidy Towns groups across the county. Councillor Michael McLafferty says the continued efforts of volunteers in keeping towns tidy and clean needs to be recognised. He says without the ongoing work of Tidy Towns groups, Donegal will be in a far worse position in terms of litter. Councillor McLafferty says the benefits of that work is far-reaching.
There's something that needs to be explored. To try and get something in place to acknowledge these people, these groups, of the throwing work they do. Because I'll tell you one thing, Michael, if they weren't doing that, the county would be in some mess. And at the end of the day, it's been along our roads, or there'd be hedge roads, N56, main roads, back roads, the lake. It's in everybody's interest to do this. Everybody wants a clean, nice environment. Nobody wants rats and mice and everything else running about the place.
Ishgairn has renewed its appeal to people in Remelton, Milford and Kerrykeel to conserve water over the coming days. Last week's dry weather conditions have resulted in low lake levels at Milford. As a result, property owners are being urged to be mindful of their usage to allow supply to catch up with demand and enable reservoirs to fully replenish. The utility is warning that high usage can lead to pressure reductions, which can impact the water supply. Donegal has received over €207,000 from the Community Monuments Fund. 4 projects will share the allocation, with Assaro Abbey and Ballyshannon receiving the largest amount at €100,000. Fort Doon, Finner Church and Graveyard and Old Killity Churchyard will share the remaining funding. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher is hopeful a number of other projects in the county can secure funding also.
Yeah, I'm pleased to have learned from both ministers and the Department of Heritage that they have approved £207,000 from the Community Monuments Fund 2015. Now, 4 were successful. I do know that there were possibly a few more included, when they were submitted by Donegal County Council. However, they may receive funding at a later stage, and hopefully they will, but I'll be pursuing this with the Minister.
Community groups in Donegal are being urged to apply for funding under the CLAR programme. The scheme aims to provide funding for small infrastructural projects in rural areas that have experienced significant levels of depopulation. There are three strands of funding available. They are developing community facilities and amenities, mobility, cancer care, community first responders and meals on wheels transport, and the third measure is Our Living Islands. The closing date for applications is 12 noon on Wednesday, May the 14th. More information is available on donegalcoco.ie. Weather now, it will remain mostly cloudy to start this evening with further outbreaks of rain. The rain will become patchier and a few bright spells will develop. A bit cooler than previous nights with lows of 0 to 3 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Four people have been hospitalised following a multi-vehicle crash in Ballyshannon earlier today. Emergency services responded to the three-vehicle collision at around 20 to 12 in the Cavan Garden area. Talks have taken place between the National Ambulance Service and Donegal County Council in a bid to address issues hampering the movement of ambulances in an emergency response on the four-lane road in Letterkenny. Another video has been circulating on social media in recent days, which shows a blue light ambulance at a standstill on the route as vehicles were unable to clear a path to allow the ambulance pass through. Donegal County Council is again being urged not to impose rent increases on tenants living in social homes affected by defective concrete blocks. Councillor Brian Carr told a recent defective concrete block committee meeting that in the Glendies MD there are tenants who wish to purchase their homes but have been informed they cannot due to the building's condition. And property prices in Donegal are up 7%, slightly below the national average. The median price of a property in the county, according to latest figures from the CSO, is €185,000. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, April the 16th. The death has taken place of Alphonsus Fonsi McDermott, Glenagivney, Leckamy. Fonsi's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home at Station Road, Carndonagh, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, going to the home of his nephew Philip and Adele's home, 1 New Park Gardens, Moville. Removal from there on Holy Saturday morning at 10 past 10 for 11 o'clock funeral service in St. Columba's Church, Ballinacrae, Leckamy, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral mass for Fonsi will take place on Easter Monday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columba's Church, Ballinacrae, Leckamy. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The death has taken place of Eileen McCraner, Nae McGarvey, 2 Courtry Park, Strabane, and formerly of Port Salin. Funeral leaving her home on Friday afternoon at 25 to 1 for service of Thanksgiving in Christ Church, Bowling Green at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, Care of Quigley Funeral Directors. House is strictly private. The death has taken place of Nell Cullen, née Sharkey, Strand Road, Bombeg, formerly of Mulladuff, Annagree. Reposing at her home until 8 o'clock tonight and from 11 o'clock to 8 o'clock tomorrow. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. Funeral service in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in Maharigalm Cemetery. The funeral service can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. And the death has taken place of Josie Freel, Kilalt, Fulcara. Reposing at his home until 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral service will take place in Christ the King Church, Gortahork at 11 o'clock on Friday morning with interment afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.